from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz,
yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
So I want to go through some of these rules and with you, Mocha.
Okay.
That Meghan Markle now has to live by now that she's officially a royal. So we already know no autographs.
What?
No autographs.
What do you mean?
The royal family does not do autographs.
They don't at all?
No autographs and no selfies. Selfies is the sort of newest rule. No selfies alone and no selfies with fans. Because
it's
disrespectful for a fan to sort of turn their back to you and do that selfie move. So you don't turn your back to them. So there's no selfies.
Yeah.
No autographs.
No autographs.
No selfies, no autographs.
But what if Meghan Markle wants to do a selfie from inside Buckingham Palace?
But where is she going to put it? Because there's no social media allowed.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Oh,
here's where we start getting into the sort of more ridiculous ones that the Queen has sort of imposed across the board. No dark nails. So no more dark nail polish.
What?
Yep. Yeah. No traveling without mourning clothes. And I don't mean mourning as in for the mourning of the day. I mean mourning as in case the Queen dies. You don't want to be off on vacation. So if you go on vacation, you have to bring your mourning clothes with you in case the Queen dies when you're away.
Like M-O-U-R.
Yes. So when you get off the plane, you're in proper attire. You're not getting off the plane in Bermuda shorts and a tank top after the Queen just died. So you always have to travel with mourning clothes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that day could come at any time.
Right. No mini skirts. No crossed legs.
Excuse me.
No wedges. The Queen hates wedges. And I don't mean potato wedges. I mean like the shoe.
Oh.
Right? Okay.
I thought you meant like wedgies.
Let's take a phone call.
Matthew, what do you want to say?
They started in my parents' place and kind of carried on to my house now.
Okay, so what's the rule?
No outside clothes on the bed.
What?
No outside clothes on the bed.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Like, if you take off your clothes, you can't just like toss it on the bed and then change into something else?
Or I think you're talking about no lying down on the bed while you're wearing clothes.
From that you've wore outside the house.
Really? What are you afraid of?
I don't know. Grandma just instilled into us, like when we were mad young. Just if you go outside, make sure you change your socks, and if you're going to sleep, then you better change your clothes. You can't be wearing clothes you had on the TTC or
Hold on, even your socks. So when you get in from outside, no matter what it is you were doing, you got to change your like everything.
Yeah, socks are off. Got to change your clothes.
Wow. Yeah,
you didn't, you'd hear it from grandma, and then you'd hear it from your parents.
All right, bro. Hey, listen, we're gonna go through some more of these rules that Meghan Markle has to abide by, and get some of Maury's as well.
Thanks, dude.
No worries. You guys have a great morning.
You too, man.
Mealtime is 8:30 at the palace. Dinner starts at 8:30. It's over by 10. Also, you cannot start eating before the Queen eats, and if the Queen is finished eating, so are you.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You mean to tell me I'm Meghan Markle.
Yes.
I'm in Buckingham Palace.
Right.
I'm hungry at 6 p.m.
Yes.
And I want to eat dinner, but I got to wait till 8:30. And even at that point, if I'm first at the table and I sit down and that delicious meal is sitting in front of me on that plate, beautiful cutlery and everything, I can't touch that food until the Queen walks in, sits her ass down and takes her first bite.
Yeah. And not only that, once dinner is finished and you get a little sleepy, you're not allowed to go to bed until the Queen has gone to bed.
No, come on. Are you serious right now?
Yep.
So I just finished having this big epic meal. The Queen gets up to leave and I'm like, okay, I'm done for the night, guys. I'm going to go to bed. And the Queen says, listen, I'm about to start watching Infinity War.
Yeah.
Which is like 2.5 hours long.
Exactly.
And I'm not stopping at all. Beginning to end.
No, you're done.
Then I gotta stay awake. You
have to stay awake.
What kind of ridiculousness is this? Come on, man. Hey, KISS, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, this is Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
I'm from Barrie, and my wife, we just renovated our bathroom, top to bottom, doing renovation of the house. I try and keep her to keep everything off the vanity, because you do a brand new renovation, and then all the women's products are there. I keep nothing on it. I don't know if anyone feels me on that one.
So nothing on the counter. Hey, Maury, come on in for a second.
My only rule. Only rule.
That's
nothing.
That's your rule.
Okay, so let me read you another one of these Meghan Markle rules living in the palace, and then Maury, you can read a couple of your rules that you have at your house. I didn't even get to the most ridiculous one. The most ridiculous. Okay, so we know that when you enter a room in the palace, you can't cut the line, right?
Yeah.
So you know that. So the line goes like this. The queen enters, Philip enters, Charles enters, Camilla enters, William enters, Kate enters, Harry enters, and then Meghan enters.
Oh, no. That's
the
line.
Order. That's the order.
What if she gets there early?
No. You wait.
Off to the side.
No.
Off to the side. Maury, some of your rules at home.
Okay, so no playing video games at home because it's not sexy?
Right.
Yeah, I have a feeling the rest of your rules, no matter what you say, is going to finish with because it's not sexy. But please continue.
Okay. No more baking because it makes a mess.
Right.
No loading the dishwasher or washing machine alone because I don't know how.
Right.
No bare feet in the bed.
Yes. Oh, no.
And of course, I'm not allowed to use Matthew's bathroom at all.
Right. Now, one of the rules for the palace, which is... I think that maybe a lot of people have this same rule, especially when it's vacation time and the family's getting together, which is there's no Monopoly allowed.
Like the board game?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They say, quote, we're not allowed to play Monopoly at home. It gets too vicious.
What?
Yeah. So there's no Monopoly allowed.
I was thinking that. Too many fights.
Yeah. Too many fights.
So Kevin from Barrie, your rule in the house, new renovated bathroom, is that you don't want your wife's, like, any of her face,
any
hair, products, anything on the new counter, right?
Yeah, I'm a carpenter, so I do all the renovations, and if I see anything, I say, there's no excuse. I'm building this, so you need more storage? Let me know.
Okay, right? So does she have any rules for you anywhere else in the house?
Well, you know that there's endless rules for me.
Right. All right, bro.
Thank you so much, Kev.
Thanks. Take care.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Breaking world records on this show is something that, damn it, Maury has tried to do.
And failed.
Yeah, and whether it's an eating record that he's tried to break or some of the more athletic-type records that he's tried to break, nothing's really worked out for you,
Maury. But Mama always said, when you never succeed, try again.
Your mama didn't say anything to you, Maury. You know that.
Wow. Wow.
Truth.
I don't even think she said goodbye.
Truth. I can't argue. Like, what do you want from me?
What are some of the records that you've tried, Maury?
The world record for finger snaps is 296 times in 1 minute.
Wow.
Maury snapped 45 times.
Right.
Kicking one's own butt. So 80 bum kicks in 20 seconds is the world record.
Yeah.
Maury could not get his foot to touch his butt. So
not even once.
He got zero. Eating peeps. We did this around Easter time. 255 peeps in 5 minutes. Those marshmallowy, sugary clumps. Really?
Yeah.
Right? Damn, Maury ate 25 of them. Deviled eggs. He was to eat 20 deviled eggs with no time limit, too.
No.
And damn, Maury only ate 10.
Oh, God, it's so gross. 10 deviled eggs. So the world record that you're going to try and beat this morning, Maury, is a guy named Dimitri, who is from a group called Rubriculus, just beat the world record for walking barefoot on Lego.
Oh no!
Which is so painful. Oh, if anyone has ever stepped on one piece.
Why would anyone even try to set that record?
I don't know, man. You challenge yourself. And the length that he walked across a track that was 1,264 feet covered in Lego.
Wow.
And he walked that bare feet. So Maury has done the math here, and the desk that he's standing in front of is about 9 feet long. So Maury, you say you're going to have to walk back and forth in front of this desk 141 times?
To equal the same distance.
Now, we don't have enough Lego to spread it on the floor. So what we're going to do is we're going to take Ziploc bags, fill them full of Lego, and then elastic them to Maury's ankles with his feet inside them.
That would count, right?
I guess,
so
technically.
He will still be walking on Lego, but the Lego will be in Ziploc bags that he's wearing for shoes.
Walk 9 feet, turn around, right. Walk 9 feet, turn around, walk
yeah,
nine
let
feet.
Me just, let me fill one of these bags here first, Maury.
David Maury, please explain to everybody, though, why it is you feel that you could break this record. Why did you bring this to us?
Well, because this is just walking. So I always fail at the eating challenges, so I figure walking can't be that hard.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Okay, so there's a lot of Lego,
there's
guys.
One bag full, and Maury, slide your foot in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Dude, you want me to do the elastic?
Can you?
Oh, God, I don't want to touch you. This elastic is so caught on your hair.
Ow.
Yeah, you got a lot of leg hair, huh?
Well, I'm a man.
No, but like long leg hair.
Like it's spindly, like wiry hair, right? It's like cat hair.
Yeah.
It's not man hair.
No,
it's like cat
not at
hair.
All
right, Mark, put your other foot in there.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, you do that a lot. I can't touch your leg, bro. You have to put that elastic on. I can't even watch you do this. Maury has such indents from his sock lines.
How tight are your socks, bro?
On his legs. How dehydrated are you? Okay, so Maury's feet are in two bags of Lego. Uh-huh. And Maury, you said what? You got to do this walk. So it's a 9-foot desk that we have here. In order to break the record, you have to walk it 141 times back and forth.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so damn it, Maury, are you ready?
Yes.
People listening right now, are you ready? Mocha, are you ready?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, Maury, and no holding on to the side of the desk. Okay, go. No holding on to the side of the desk. Now you got to start over. You got to start over.
Oh, okay. Ow. Ow.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
You look ridiculous.
Oh, my God. This is like walking on a hot beach.
Or walking on Lego. Ah!
Or.
Oh, but you said I can't touch the
you
desk.
Can't touch
no,
the
you
desk.
Can't.
Yeah, that's just,
you're
that's,
going.
Ow. 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 Ow.
Just also, just, Maury has terrible balance.
I know, very bad.
Don't touch the desk. Sorry, bro. That one doesn't count.
You gotta start again. You gotta start from the beginning. Go back.
No, just minus the one. I've already gotten this far.
Okay, fine.
If you're just joining us, Maury's trying to break a world record of a guy walked 1,200 feet barefoot on Lego.
Okay.
But we don't have that kind of room here or that much Lego, so Maury's feet are in two Ziploc bags.
Oh, it's the little ones that get in your toes.
That are full of Lego.
Oh, God damn.
How do you feel right now?
Oh, this is torture.
What does it feel like?
If you need answers, I'll give them.
No, what does it feel like?
It's just
what
like all the little parts are just sticking into the bottom of my foot.
Is there any one part of your foot that like hurts the most?
Yeah, what's the part at the end of your foot?
Where
the
your
heel.
Pinky?
The heel.
The heel hurts the most. That's interesting to me.
Okay. Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like, don't touch the don't desk. Touch the desk.
Here's what I might suggest, Maury, because also we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Maybe I instead of walking, try a light jog.
Oh God, that one.
I was gonna say jumping, like hopping.
Yeah, no, try a light
like
jog.
A bunny.
Maybe just fight through it, Maury. Just fight through it.
This ain't happening.
Just fight through it. Just fight through it. Go as fast as you can.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Listen to it. Listen to it.
Oh, it's getting hot, like burning into my skin.
Yeah, listen to it.
Do it again. Do it again.
Just light jog. Okay.
Oh,
he's down.
Because you fell and because you held onto the desk, that one doesn't count. So 140 more times to go, Maury.
Oh, my God. Can we just stop, please?
So Maury had to complete 141 laps around the studio here in order to break this record. Mocha, how many laps did Maury complete?
I would say because he touched the desk a couple times, he did like half.
Okay, so 0.5. Okay, so Maury, you now have 140.5. laps to go, or if you would like to stop now, that's how short you came up.
Yeah, we're gonna stop.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Shower thoughts on Reddit. Man, I could get lost in this section.
You do get lost in that section.
For like hours and hours. Because it's just like randomness that people post, the random thoughts that you have. And majority of the time I read these and I'm like, man, this is stupid. But then I will find a couple where I will then click on whatever it was the person wrote and then read the comments from other users on Reddit.
I know.
And the conversations get crazy, get deep. So I picked out a handful of the ones that that really stood out for me over the weekend. It's surprising that there are no conspiracy theories about the moon being flat since we only see half of it. If Spider-Man made webs like spiders do out of their butts, the movies would be 100 times more terrifying. The rise in smartphones has been the fall of bathroom stall graffiti.
That's true.
Right? With the rise of self-driving cars, it's only a matter of time before we get a country song where a man's truck leaves him too. Surprise parties would be a lot weirder if the guests emerged slowly and one at a time instead of suddenly all at once. A cold toilet seat is awful, but a warm one is disgusting. These are shower thoughts on Reddit, by the way.
It's funny. My kid loves going in the bathroom after I've been in there.
Really?
She's like, oh, it's so warm. She loves it.
I think the problem with that one, though, is that even though the seat is warm, yeah, you start thinking, how long was that person sitting there?
Oh, yes, 100%. Right?
For it to get that warm?
Yeah.
People put ketchup on lettuce together on a burger and don't think twice. If someone puts ketchup on their salad, that would be considered weird. You never realize how strong a piece of paper is until it gets jammed in the printer and you have to rip it out. I guess that's why paper beats rock. People say money doesn't grow on trees, yet banks still have branches.
Oh.
All right.
There you go.
Chocolate is a flavor of milk, and milk is a flavor of chocolate.
Chocolate is a flavor of milk.
Yeah, because you have chocolate milk, but you also have milk chocolate. Mind blown, right?
Yeah.
Your belly button is your old mouth.
Oh, no. That's so gross. Don't even.
And finally, shower thoughts on Reddit. Medium is the only clothing size that can't be extra.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What was the first song at your wedding?
The first song?
Yeah. What was your first song? Because I'm going through, because I know Prince Harry and Meghan Markle danced to I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Our song was Spend My Life.
How's that go?
By Eric Benet.
Eric Benet?
But Sean Desmond, good friend Sean Desmond.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Came by and he sang that song for us, for Jen.
How does
and
that
I.
one go? Oh. I don't even know if I know that song.
No?
No.
It's Eric Benet and Tamia. And Sean Desmond, he did like...
Oh, he killed it, I remember.
Oh, man. Yeah. He, at home, he did the arrangement. He did his own backup vocals on it.
Oh,
and
crazy.
Came in and performed the song live. Oh, I love Sean Desmond, man.
Hold on now. Oh, I don't know this song.
No?
No, I never heard it before.
So beautiful.
How do you find these songs, even?
Listen, man. I know
was this
gems.
Popular?
Yes!
No, it wasn't. I never heard this song before. You ever heard the song, Maury?
I thought Sean Desmond wrote it.
Yeah, you thought it was a Sean Desmond song.
Until just now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I thought he was singing one of his songs.
No, man.
So how did you guys decide on this? What was the conversation between you and your wife, Jenna?
I think we...
Did you come with a list and she came with a list and then you sort of...
No, I think we were both just kind of cruising YouTube for songs like this, like popular tracks.
Yeah.
And I can't remember how
don't
we...
Don't say you were cruising popular tracks and you found this song, because that's just a lie.
Listen, man.
I'm not saying it's not a pretty song.
Maybe we found a list. I don't know. I honestly can't remember.
Yeah. You're lucky that you and your wife like the same kind of music. Because I imagine it's very difficult for couples where you still love each other and die for each other. But sometimes you get those couples where they just have completely opposite tastes in music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, what if you were like super into metal and she was into this? Or she was super into metal and you were super into this?
She was like, can our first dance be like... Pour some sugar on me?
Yeah. No, not even that. Like metal.
Give me a... I don't know anything metal.
I don't know metal. Like, jeez.
What do I type in? Hardcore...
metal?
Yeah, let me try that. Let's see what comes up. Hardcore metal song?
Okay, what's a hardcore metal song?
There's a song here called You Only Live Once. So YOLO. By a group called Suicide Silence.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. These guys look like they swear.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I can play this. I don't know if I want to play this.
What does somebody look like who they look like they swear?
I don't know. Like, this guy just in the...
yeah? I don't know. Maybe don't.
Just like he's wearing a tank top. Yeah. And he's just like yelling.
I think we all get it without like, having to.
Yeah, like
okay,
that.
Hold on, wait. Let me. Okay, yeah. What if Jenna was super into this? And you were super into.
I don't know, man. Like, sometimes you got to do things for love, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I love her and everything. So, if she was like. Listen,
I don't even know if you would have married her if she was super into this.
No, if she said to me, this song means so much to me and I love it. It's by a group called Suicide Silence and it's called You Only Live Once and you always say YOLO because of Drake.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Right.
I'd be like, okay.
But
fine.
I really want to walk out to this.
But I really, really want this to be our song. I'm like,
You made the right choice.
Hey, Kiss, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Question about the first song for wedding.
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about dance song or when you're entering the actual room?
I would say like your first dance.
Why? What's going on?
No, I was getting a little confused because I was thinking about first dances, but it weren't really specific.
Oh, yeah.
Because my first dance is different, way different than my intro dance.
Okay. Oh. So break it down. What was your intro dance?
Okay, so intro dance I actually cut myself, which was the beginning of Jaws.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Where you get the dun-dun part.
Yeah.
Which increases just until you're about to get eaten.
Uh-huh.
And it cuts to Ghostbusters.
Okay. Wait, why? Why those two?
I don't know. We decided, you know what? We grew up with Jaws.
Uh-huh.
And loved Ghostbusters. And, you know, like, growing up as a kid, that was kind of the thing. You dressed up as Ghostbusters.
Okay.
You know, I remember my dad always, we were up north all the time, and he would grab this vacuum and strap it on his back and run around and chase us with a vacuum pretending he's a Ghostbuster.
Wow, sounds fun. So what was your first dance song then?
So that was Frozen Ghost, Dream Come True.
Frozen what? Ghost?
Google that.
Would we know it? Frozen Ghost?
What else did Frozen Ghost sing?
Dream Come True.
I'm pretty
true.
Sure Roz would remember that one.
Oh my God, these guys. Holy cow.
What do they look like?
Look at his hair. Hold on, let me see.
What year did you get married, bro?
2004. I don't have a lot to give you. What's in my heart
is all that I can really give you, love. Undying love is all I have. A handful of words that might make you laugh.
Wow.
And all the strength you.
So does this song mean something to your girl?
I that was something that I believe she grew up with too.
Wow, where did she song grow that, up?
Song that,
somewhere smaller than Acton, it sounds like.
Oh. Well, it suits because our wedding anniversary was like 7 days ago.
Oh, so well, happy belated anniversary. That song sucks, by the way. No offense, bro, but that song sucks.
Yeah, we'll
just like at Mocha's wedding, did Sean Desmond come in the room and sing this song to you guys or no?
Absolutely not.
No, he didn't. He doesn't do Frozen Ghost.
No, he showed up with a vacuum cleaner strapped to his back chasing everyone. Thanks so much for the phone call today, man.
All right, ciao, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Air Transat has their early booking promotion happening right now. It ends on June 30th, so you still got time to get in on these deals. If you book a South package for travel November 1st until April 30th of 2019, here is everything that you can benefit from.
Listen, we know it's hot out right now. It is beautiful. Nobody wants to think about winter, but trust me, come November, you're going to be like, why didn't I take that deal on the winter vacation? Price drop guarantee is what you get. $50 future travel voucher is what you get. And if you book a luxury or distinction collection package, you will be upgraded to Option Plus.
Book right now. Hit up transat.com for all the info.
But right now...
Yeah?
You want to play 5 and 7?
This is 5 and 7.
A Roz and Mocha original game. It's real easy, too. Feel free to play along at home, in the car, using public transit.
Very simple. We will ask Damon Mori to name five things. He has 7 seconds to name those five things. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Good morning, Mori.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today?
Upright.
Feeling confident?
Yes.
You got this?
I got it.
Okay.
If this is your first time hearing 5 and 7, if Mori gets a question right, he will hear this.
Winner. Oh, we've never heard that.
No, I've never heard that before.
If Damon Mori gets a question wrong,
yeah,
you hear this.
Loser.
I've actually never heard the winner one. I didn't even know we made a winner one.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I can track everything, every single time that we play winner, loser, anything on my computer.
Yeah.
And for winner,
yeah,
it literally just has the number one beside it because okay. I pressed the button just now.
Wow.
Can we hear it again just so there's a two?
Nope.
Okay.
No, Mori. No two for you. Damn it, Mori. Are you ready?
Yes.
Mocha, are you ready?
Yes.
People, are you ready?
Yes.
Mori, name five illegal narcotics.
Cocaine. Marijuana. Crack cocaine.
Loser.
You already named cocaine.
Crack is a bit different, though.
No, but...
Mori, what have we given you? Meth?
Right, crystal, yeah.
Yeah, PCP, LSD, what have given you on that list?
Oh, there's so many.
Yes, cocaine?
Yeah.
Yes, there are so many, Mori. Okay, moving on.
Okay, here we go.
Mori, are you ready?
Yeah.
Name five words that rhyme with balloon.
Balloon, spittoon, saloon, cartoon.
Loser.
You know, you were on a roll.
You were on a roll.
I thought that you were going to get five there.
Yeah. Had you said baboon?
Baboon. I was on an S. Like
you would have had it.
Spittoon.
Spittoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. Spittoon. Damn it, Mori.
Mm-hmm.
Name 5 months in French.
Genre, hurry, mar. Purple.
Loser.
Did you say Henry?
Did you say Arple? What was that one again?
Wait, yeah. Arple.
Okay, so hold on. Start now. So January is...
January. February.
Just wait. Okay, so January is...
January.
February.
February.
March.
Mar.
April.
April.
May.
Ma.
June.
Juin.
July.
July.
August.
August.
Okay.
August.
No, incorrect, Mori. Mori,
all of them?
Are you ready? Yes, all of them.
No, you got one right.
Mori, name five things you generally do barefoot.
Walking, massaging, bathing. Barefoot. Cooking.
Loser.
What about swimming?
What about swimming?
Oh, yeah.
You don't... Okay, when you say do, you generally do barefoot, I would not put cooking on that list. Swimming, yes. Sleeping, generally do barefoot.
See, I don't.
Right, not allowed. Showering.
Yep.
Yoga. I would have even given you karate.
I got massage.
Okay, one more.
Okay,
Mori, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, name five things you wear made of rubber.
Okay, condom. Rain hat.
Loser.
Okay. Why are you so embarrassed to say condom?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, would have given you rubber boots.
Yeah.
Would have given you rubber gloves. A hair elastic, I even would have given you. Flip-flops, I would put on the list. A swim cap, also flippers. All things made of rubber. Rain hat.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got busted.
For?
Accidentally leaving a cab driver.
Drugs?
A 10-cent tip.
Oh, wait, what? Hold on, what?
So I was getting out of a cab. This is a little while ago. I was getting out of a cab and I go to put my thing in the machine, my card in the machine. And I always get a little bit bent when people start getting presumptuous
with the predetermined tip amounts, right? When I look where there's three options where it says, would you like to leave this tip amount, or this tip amount for
10,
a cab
15,
ride?
10, 15, 20%.
When the first one is 35,
hold on, what?
I get a little bent out of that.
35%?
Yeah, yeah. It went 30, sorry, 35, 25, 20. Ugh. Right? And so automatically I get a little bent out of shape about this. And then there's the option to enter another amount.
Sure.
And I go, okay. And I was going to type in, and I try to type in 10%, right? So, but when you get the options for percentage and you hit add another amount, you're not adding another percentage. What they then give you the option to do is add in the dollar amount.
Oh, dollar amount. Oh, no.
Right? So I type 10.
Did the cab driver know who you were?
No. And then,
like, here's this big shot on TV only giving me 10-cent tip?
No. And then he prints out the receipt because I need the receipt. And it was an expensive cab ride. It was like a $70 cab ride.
Oh, boy.
Right? And he looks at it and goes 10-cent tip. And I go, excuse me? And he goes, you gave me a 10-cent tip. And, like, I'm talking, it was this super long receipt, and his eyes just zeroed in right on that point, right?
Of course, because he knows.
Yeah. And at this point, my door is open because I have to leave. I have, like, there's a thing right there that, like,
sorry, man, I can't hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. And he goes, he goes, what kind of person does that?
Oh!
And I go, obviously, you don't think I'm that kind of person. I'm like, it was a mistake. I thought I was hitting percentage in at that point. And he goes silent for a second, and he looks at me and goes, yeah, you're that kind of person. And so at this point, I'm like, I have no cash on me. I have nothing on me. And my door is open and I'm sort of late. So at this point, I can do whatever I can do. I can offer to help. I can offer to do something. And then he says, I go, listen, I got no cash on me. I don't know what to do. I really apologize. I'm not this kind of guy. Yeah. It was an honest mistake. I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know what I can do at this point. And he goes, well, I can put an amount in and then you can just run your card through.
Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I'm good.
Thank you.
The cab driver should have said was, cool, honest mistake. Like, to believe you,
thank you.
That it was an honest mistake. I'd be like, okay, you know what? Maybe next time.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
And move on.
Yeah. So at that point, I felt terrible right up until the point where he said, I can put an amount in the meter and you can just swipe your card on
through. Please tell me you didn't do that.
No, hell no, I didn't.
Oh, good. Thank you. Good.
No.
Yeah.
And then I felt terrible afterwards. Like, I felt a little bad. One, because that's, you know what jerks do that in restaurants? You know, where, like, the service, they feel the service is no good.
Okay.
And they
leave, like, 15 cents on the thing. Yeah, but that's intentional. If it wasn't intentional.
Thank you.
And you said to the guy.
Right. But I couldn't help.
Listen, man, I don't have any cash. It was an honest mistake. I'm sorry.
I know. I just couldn't help that he thought that it was intentional, that I was like that kind of jerk, right? You know, where somebody in the world now thinks that I deliberately gave them a 10-cent
tip. No, but what does it say about him to not accept what you said as the truth and then be like, well, I'll just put another charge in and you just swipe your card.
Yeah. Yeah. But when he made it seem so easy that all he had to do was punch in another mountain and I just put my card in.
And that's not the first time that he's ever done that either.
And then I bounced.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. I got to go. Like, it was I got busy business.
And as the conversation's going on, I'm doing that move where the door's open.
Yeah.
And at this point when he's like, I could just put another amount in the meter and you could just put your card in. I already had one leg on the road. Right? Like, and I was sort of backing out of the car at that point, but I felt terrible, but I don't know what to do in that situation. I can't go through the whole process again to give a tip, right? Like, it's just weird.
No, I'm with you.
Thank you.
I think that it was wrong.
Okay. Cause for a week, I've been feeling like I was a terrible person.
A week?
Yeah.
Nah, you're fine.
Okay.
I think it's totally fine.
All right.
Hey, Kiss. It's Roz and Mocha.
I was just calling in about the comment for Ross talking about his taxi tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly you've never served in your life. because at the end of the day, that's what you're waiting for, that tip. I don't make anything off of the food that you buy. That's why I'm serving, because I want you to tip me. And I've had people where they have made a mistake on the machines, because sometimes they're all different. And I'll put in like 1 cent and then they'll tip on that, or like add in their dollar amount that they meant to tip.
Sure.
And I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I know, but I was already a little bit bent out of shape because the presumption was an automatic 30% was my option. You know what I mean?
And, okay, I get that. That's a bit much.
And I would also say, we've talked about this plenty, you know, being a food server is in desperate need of an overhaul, where you shouldn't be in an industry where you're relying so much on the good nature of people, where tipping is no longer, you know, seen as something for, you know, above and beyond great service. It is now part of your income. Okay. Mm-hmm. The whole system is flawed, but I would say it's different. I would say that the cab industry and the server industry are not the exact same sort of thing. Okay. They're not relying 100% on these tips. And I like say every single server is, you know what I mean? If you're the server, if you're the server who also happens to own the restaurant, then yes, you know what I mean? But I don't know. It was just something about being in a cab at that moment in time where the thing popped up and it said, would you like to tip 30% on a $75 cab ride? Where I was like, screw you.
Wasn't there a story? I'm pretty sure we talked to the guy a while ago, a restaurant owner in BC. His goal was to pay all of his server, anyone that worked for him, a fair amount so that
the
customers wouldn't have to tip.
Well, yeah, but the food costs more, and they're upfront about it. And they do it in New York as well. There's a bunch of places that do that where you don't tip, but you pay. I mean, food costs more. Everything costs more. I'm all for that. I'm all for people making money. Believe me.
Yeah, I'd be cool with that too.
I have no problem with people making money. And just so you know, I've been in restaurants where I have received the worst service from the rudest human being I've ever seen in my life. And that dude, still got 20%.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Hey, what's your name?
Germana,
we appreciate the phone call. Thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Of course, every day.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Mark, come on in here for a second.
What up?
Excuse me. I'm losing my voice. You got to talk for a second.
It's a long weekend.
Is that a long
That's
weekend?
What happens, man.
Do I have to pretend to be you if you lose your voice?
Oh, no. How would you pretend to be Roz?
So it was a long weekend, over the weekend.
Yep. It sounds exactly like Roz. If I close my eyes, laugh and everything. That
sunny day,
laugh?
Which sucks because I like when it's dark and gloomy. And everyone's in a sad mood. But, you know,
why do you always gravitate towards that? Why don't you ever talk about, like, the nice things I do for people?
I'm not done. And I sous vide over the weekend. Really love doing the sous vide.
Explain the process of sous vide.
I really do enjoy sous vide, but I'm not going to do it now because I feel like I'm being goofed on.
Apparently it's an electrical thing you stick in water.
Wow. Yeah, it is, Maureen. You should try that.
with the toaster.
Yeah, you want to know how you sous vide more? It's amazing. So here's how you sous vide. Yeah, you're right. It is water and it is an electrical thing. So here's how you sous vide. Like if I were to sous vide what I did yesterday, I sous vide toast, which was incredible. It was the greatest toast I've ever had.
Wouldn't it just be okay?
So what you do, because
it's wet bread.
No, it's not because it's everything is sealed in like a plastic bag. You can buy it or you can just use a Ziploc. So here's how you sous vide toast, right? The water doesn't get to it. It's just like when you put chicken in the sous vide, the water doesn't actually get to it. It just cooks inside it. So write this down. So to sous vide toast, it's the greatest toast you'll ever eat, Maury. Okay. So you take two pieces of white bread.
Can I use gluten-free?
Put them in. Yeah, sure. Put them in Ziploc bags.
Ziploc bag.
Okay. Then you're going to take your toaster. Mm-hmm. Right. And where the sous vide magic is that it's all water. It's heated water. So it's not actually like a burner that cooks your toast. So what you do is fill the bathtub. Okay. And then you're going to take your toaster, plug it in, very important. And then you're going to take those two pieces of white bread. Okay. That are in Ziploc bags, put them in the toaster, start the toaster up like you normally would.
Yeah.
Just as the plastic starts to melt, get into the tub with the toaster. And submerge everything. And that's when the sous vide magic happens.
Someone else enjoys the toast.
Right. Yeah, that's how you sous vide toast, in case you're wondering.
So how do you sous vide eggs?
Same way. Oh. Yeah. Electric frying pan. But again, in the tub.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Someone else will enjoy the eggs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow, get this man a show on the Food Network.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
29 years ago. That Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade opened in theaters.
Are you serious?
Which one was that? Was that the one with Sean Connery?
Last Crusade? Yes, it was.
Okie dokie, Dr. Jones, hang on to your potatoes.
What?
That was from Temple of Doom. Don't you remember that? With the kid? Data from Goonies.
Oh, right.
Okie dokie, Dr. Jones. Hang on to your potatoes.
with the lines. Wow.
So we thought that we would dip into the Johnny Depp School of Acting to celebrate Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. So the Johnny Depp School of Acting goes like this, which is Johnny Depp. There was a story a while ago where he's too eccentric and too busy and far too famous to actually memorize his lines while shooting a movie. So he shoots all his scenes with an earpiece in his ear. And then somebody offset feeds him all his lines as they're shooting. And then that's how he does this. I guess that's how he did the new Biggie and Tupac movie. I don't know. So we have the script here. So Mocha, you will play the part of Elsa. Maury, you get to be Indy.
The Ice Queen?
No.
Oh.
Maury, you get to be Indy. Maury does not have a script in front of him. I have Maury's script here. I will be feeding Maury's lines to him in his earpiece. And Maury, you do your best to recite what I'm saying. Okay, here we go. It's Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp School of Acting. Mocha and Maury. Scene one. And action!
It's lucky I don't do things the same way. You'd still be standing at the Venice Pier.
Look, we don't eat around here. We're in the middle of something here. We ask that you find out what you continue to do what you do.
Stop. Okay, listen. I know Indiana Jones is like old as hell now.
Yeah. But
in this moment, it sounds like Indy's actually having a stroke.
Okay, Mark. Okay, we're going to need you to step this up, okay? I don't want to go Jeffrey Tambor and have to yell at you. but you're going to need to step this up. All right, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Mocha Maury, take two, and action.
It's lucky I don't do things the same way. You'd still be standing at the Venice Pier.
Look, what do you think's going on here? Since I met you, I've been in drowned and shot and fishing and baiting, and we're caught in the middle of something here. My kiss is... Wait, I'm going to continue to do things the way I do things.
Okay. What happened to my Indiana Jones? This is not the Indy I remember.
Right? I don't remember this Indy.
No, talking about fishing and baiting and shooting.
You guys want to go one more?
You have to. We got to get it right.
I don't think we have the shot just yet, guys.
All right. Okay, Johnny Depp School of Acting, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Anniversary Edition, Mocha and Maury, take three, and action!
It's lucky I don't do things the same way. You'd still be standing at the Venice Pier.
Look, what do you think's going on here? Since I met you, I've been incarcerated, and drowned, and shot at, and chopped, and fish bait, and caught in the middle of something and sinister here. I kissed a dead man here, and...
Yeah, Indiana Jones having a heart attack,
okay.
For sure.
The line was, Maury, we're caught in the middle of something sinister here. My guess is Dad found out more than he was looking for. Not I kissed a dead man here.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You ever had lice?
Never.
Oh.
You?
No. I don't know, actually. Maybe I have.
Oh.
I don't know. I just got
but your head would be like super itchy though, right?
Yeah. Have you ever had, you've had lice, Maury, come on.
Both kinds, yeah.
Both kinds. What do you mean both kinds?
How many lice types
here
are there?
And down there.
Oh, you mean lice and crabs?
Yeah, but ew, I don't like saying the C word.
Oh. The C word, by the way, is cancer, Maury.
Oh.
Not crabs.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, if you told me that you had the C word, my heart would be broken right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, you had lice?
Did you have lice and crabs at the same time?
No, I don't think you can do that.
Why not? You think that they would fight like it would be some sort of civil war going on, like across your belly?
On my nipple.
We claim this body. Dude, yeah, okay, hold on.
The
can
North
ask
and South would like,
I have
just
to
be
ask a
crazy.
Very important question.
I legitimately didn't want to start talking about crabs.
Back to the other lice.
No. Stop.
Yeah.
When you had crabs and lice.
The sea, yeah.
Fighting for your body. With your body.
Yeah.
Was it at all during the time that you were working on the Roz and Mocha Show?
Oh, no. This was like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Good. But I was going to say that lice seem is like sort of like if you're going to be a parent, it comes with the package.
Well, that's the whole thing is because I just got the notice that they're doing the lice check at my kid's school.
Oh, yeah. They got that special comb, right?
Yeah. And kids are totally cool with it. They all just line up and they just, what's that?
It gets them out of class.
I don't know for much though, but I'll tell you something. Kids don't really want to get out of class. Like they're fine. Like she's still at that age where she, you know, she digs school. Like she's not looking for excuses to get out of class.
Yeah.
She's not, you know, she didn't go out and deliberately get, you know, crabs and lice to get a couple of days off school. Like you probably did at that time, Maury. Like that's extreme measures to get out of class.
I will say this. I don't have a lot of memories of my youth, but I do remember the feeling of getting my head checked for lice. It's one of the glorious feelings ever.
Is it because you blocked it out? Why don't you have a lot of memories of your youth?
I don't know, but I do remember getting checked for lice, and it felt amazing.
What do you mean it felt amazing?
It's like don't they just take a comb
and
like
yeah, it's
no,
it
they
just,
check
they
with sticks, yeah. And it sort of tickles the top of your head. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's like they have chopsticks. That's right. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
They tickle the top of your head.
Oh, and it feels so calming.
Yeah. And what about
Mocha, do you want to know what it feels like?
No,
you Maury, listen, can I tell you something right now?
Now that I know you have crabs, I'm never touching you again. Yeah, ever. Not even a handshake.
I don't, it was 20 years ago.
Don't care.
You can't go on and just say that you had a civil war going on in your body between the crabs crabs and the lice and then say, hey, do you want me to touch you right now?
Ew.
Like even if it was 20 years ago, you got to pause and give it a minute. Like,
also, if that was 20 years ago, you were in your 20s, Maury.
Yeah.
Maybe go longer than 20 years.
Maybe longer than 20 years?
I was 18.
I can't look
so
at you.
So definitely longer than 20 years.
I can't look at you the same.
Yeah. There's no shame in it. Like there's no shame in it. And that's a whole part of like, you know, kids get lice. That's just all kids get. Like kids are going to get lice.
Has Rox ever had it? No, right?
No, but I don't know. We've given her the shampoo as like a just in case.
Yeah.
Right? Like you give a kid the shampoo just in case. It's just like all kids, like, and you are going to realize this too. All kids are going to get butt worms where the whole family's going to have to take a bunch of pills.
Okay, I've never had that.
Right? Yeah. Like you're going to see your kid one day. He's going to be like digging at his butt and you're going to be like, oh God, I got to go to the drugstore and get all the whole family, all the butt worm pills.
Ugh.
And they only come, and they really come out at night too. So when you go to bed, everybody's gonna have an itchy butt, and then everybody's got to take.
They only come out at night.
Like they like to come out at nighttime when it's dark.
Yeah. Are they actual worms?
Yeah, yeah. Pinworms.
How do they get in there?
What's that?
How do they get in there?
Like bacteria, and then they turn into pinworms.
Oh, so they don't arrive from outside; they grow in you.
Yeah.
It's not like they come and seek your bum.
Yeah, no, I don't think they. Yeah, I don't think that they.
This bum looks good.
Yeah, I don't think that they storm the shores, right? And you know, and launch their attack. I think that they originate in you. I'm not a pinworm expert. All I know is that when one person in the house gets pinworms, everybody's got to take the pinworm medication.
Right? I've never had
like
that.
Growing up, it's so disgusting. There's so many disgusting things in life that we all just have to deal with, and there's no shame in any of them. No shame in any of them.
I think I'm going
to
throw up. Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Damn it, Maury, please join us. My love. So the headline, what's the matter with you? What happened? What did you do on the way in?
Nothing. I just farted.
Oh, Jesus. You're like,
but I thought you heard.
No. So the headline is that Morgan Freeman is going to voice Vancouver's transit system announcements. A little bit deceiving, that headline.
Mm.
Slightly deceiving. Like, I guess it's a tie-in for a credit card company that is paying Morgan Freeman, and he's going to be doing some announcements in Vancouver on select SkyTrain stations to remind people of the tap to pay feature.
Correct.
So he's not going to be doing the individual stop announcements.
But I am.
And historically on this show, if you are new to the show or have forgotten, there's been a raging battle for years between Dammit Maury and Mocha on who can do the best Morgan Freeman. So is Morgan Freeman here?
History has told you once and for all that I, Morgan Freeman, am Morgan Freeman.
I don't know who that is, but that's not me, because I'm me, and me I am Morgan Freeman.
Oh, snap.
Stop the presses because there is an imposter and this is not him. This is Morgan Freeman and I love trains in Vancouver.
Okay. Do you have a clip of the little bit of the commercial there,
yeah.
Mocha, before we go any?
This is what was all over Vancouver yesterday. Okay.
Good news, Vancouver. Starting today, you can now tap your Visa to go anywhere TransLink takes you.
Right?
Right. Okay, fair enough. Now, what do you have over there? Do you have some of the actual things that he's going to be saying?
Yeah, okay. I have three examples here.
Oh my God, this is so great. Okay.
Of the TransLink quotes.
Okay, so...
So we heard the first one. Good news, Vancouver, starting today. You can now tap your Visa to go anywhere TransLink takes you.
Okay, so let me see. Do you have one for Maury?
Yeah.
Okay. So here, Maury, I'll give this to you. These are the scripts, I guess, that they gave to Mr. Morgan Freeman.
Good news, Vancouver. Starting today, you can now tap your Visa to go anywhere TransLink takes you.
Hold on a second.
Okay. One take wonder.
Hold
Great
on.
Good
job,
news,
Morgan.
Vancouver.
Okay.
Starting today, you can now tap your Visa to go anywhere Visa. TransLink takes you.
Visa.
Right?
Yeah.
Good news, Vancouver. Starting today.
And the way he says Vancouver, he said Vancouver.
Okay, so go ahead, Mocha. Then.
Good news, Vancouver. Starting today.
Right?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, you can read it a little slower as okay. you know. Yeah.
Good news, Vancouver. Oh. Starting today, you can now tap your Visa to go anywhere TransLink takes you.
Oh.
Hello, bus riders. This is a smoke-free bus. But I'm sure you already knew that, says one track. What you might not know, however, is that you can now tap your Visa to go anywhere TransLink takes you.
But, no, you got a little Maury-ish in there.
Yeah, you
Have
did.
Have a great day.
No, you got a little Maury. Maury always slips into Forrest Gump, too, when he's doing it.
I know.
Okay, so...
Forrest Freeman.
Okay, go ahead, Mocha.
Okay.
I don't know why I just did that.
Hello, bus riders. This is a smoke-free bus, but I'm sure you already knew that. What you might not know, however, is that you can now tap your Visa to go anywhere TransLink takes you. Have a great day.
Oh, yeah, see, that was good. I felt that.
Hello, transit riders. Remember what your mom used to say. Please keep your feet off the furniture. And also remember, you can now tap your Visa to go anywhere TransLink takes you.
I don't know. He's not too much like Maury.
It's because you're looking at me. You're not closing your eyes.
No, I think what happened is as soon as you read the word mama, you turned into Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hello, transit riders. Remember what your mom used to say. Please keep your feet off the furniture.
That's Forrest Gump right
and
there.
Also remember... Morgan. You can now tap your Visa to go anywhere TransLink takes you.
Okay, Maury, switch it up and say, remember what your daddy said to you.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Hello, transit riders. Remember what your daddy used to say. Please keep your feet off the furniture. And also remember, blah, 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 Visa, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. In any voice, I don't like the way Maury's
yeah,
daddy.
Please remember what your daddy told you.
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know why your mother left, so stop asking me.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I got to talk about Maury in an elevator. And at what point are you supposed to take the stairs? Because is there an etiquette involved in that? Maybe not at work, but let's say at home. Maury in an elevator. Downs. How do you know that song? What song is that? Is that Aerosmith?
Living,
yeah. Okay. Love in an elevator. So, Maury Matthew, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Maury. You guys were at home in your own building where you live. Mm-hmm. And you live on which floor?
So we're on the third floor.
On the third floor. And they get in the elevator and they hit 3. Somebody gets in the elevator and hits 16, right? Mm.
That's right.
And when they realize that Maury and Matthew... the Dammits have hit 3, they get pissy about it.
Oh, they said something?
Verbally. So we hit 3. And
as opposed to just
with their butt.
Verbally. Oh, okay. As opposed to just writing a note and handing it to you.
Like usually if somebody gets on an elevator and goes to 2, you might to yourself just think like, oh my God, really?
Yeah.
But this
there
this
was an
guy,
odd, there was a noticeable.
Oh, he actually out loud said 3.
Yeah.
Why don't we take the stairs?
Right.
Now, do you think that was because he thought you could use the exercise or that it just inconvenienced him?
I was wearing a jacket, so I'm going to go with inconvenienced him.
Okay, cool. So is
What do you say back? Oh,
Matthew didn't miss a beat and immediately turned to the guy and was like, really? Mm-hmm. You know, you just didn't. He goes, we have paid almost $500,000. We've paid for the right to use these elevators. And paid, our maintenance
hold on,
fees.
Hold on a second. We mean paid $500,000.
Like almost $500,000.
That you've...
400... No. Well, no, we haven't paid it yet, but our place is... Yeah.
I was going to say, hold on here. How much do you owe on the mortgage?
Like 300.
Okay. So,
yeah. So yeah. We have paid.
We have agreed to eventually
$150,000.
Over the course of 40 years, we will have paid $1 million for this place with interest because we signed up for a terrible mortgage. So we, sir,
paid for the right.
We, sir, have paid and will continue to pay for the right to take the elevator to
but
street.
But did you say anything to the person? No, right? Just Matthew?
I'll get to that in a sec. So then Matthew was like, we pay maintenance fees that fix these elevators and keep them running. So we have every right to use the elevator whenever we want to use the elevator. And right. We'll go to wherever we want to go in an elevator. You know,
you can only go two places in an elevator, Maury.
Up or down.
Okay, you can't go wherever you want in an elevator. Yeah,
you go to three, from ground to three, and then from three to ground.
And the guy was like, well, sorry. And then somebody else barked back in the elevator that was behind us and just said, you know, really, I mean, to take the stairs in this building is inconvenience because it's all the way at the end of the hall. And then we got to our floor, and then as we were getting out, I told the guy to F off.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. You're that guy.
Yeah. Right? You know
but
what I mean?
Who actually has...
Why didn't you have the balls to say something to the guy in the elevator like that?
Well, I mean, it doesn't take long to get to three. Matthew was taking up all of the time talking to him about maintenance fees.
Yeah, you have to understand they shouldn't have even been in the elevator in the first place, but it's not a long ride.
Because everybody in your condo building, they all know who you are, right?
Some do.
Most?
Most do.
Yeah. I'm convinced people in your building just like, no offense, but they just hate you.
I've never seen this guy before, so we were convinced that it's Airbnb, because then as Matthew's unlocking the door, he's like, those damn Airbnbers.
Right. But I don't know, what is there a rule? I was sort of tooling around looking for this, and according to like etiquette experts, because I guess I don't know where else to go aside from the etiquette side of things.
Yeah.
And etiquette states that... avoid taking the elevator to the second and third floors if you're capable of using the stairs.
Yeah.
Like that's the etiquette.
Like in the building that our radio station is in, they have signs everywhere that near the elevator bays, right?
Yeah.
That say, hey, if you're going to floor number two, why not take the stairs?
Oh, no.
Right?
No.
So our building gets very busy. Yeah. At the end of the show, at the end of the day, we have like seven elevators and they're always being used. So I find it's way faster to take the stairs down to the parking garage. So I'll use the stairs, right? But in the morning when I get here, it's like 4:30 in the morning. Nobody's here. I will take the elevator and go up two floors.
I will take the elevator simply because there's signs telling me to take the stairs.
Oh, wow. You are that guy.
Yep.
Really? Don't tell you what to do.
Don't tell me what to
do. But also, what gives this guy the right to tell me that I should be taking the stairs if I want to go to the third floor in my own home?
That you've paid $500,000 for, but still owe $350,000 on.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me. Ever heard of a 35-year mortgage?
Let's go to the line four. Noor, what's up?
I don't think anybody has the right to define or say how many floors you can or cannot ride the elevator. I think if you have, like, who knows? Maybe as a female, maybe I'm expecting. Maybe I don't feel good that morning. Maybe I have asthma problems. Maybe I rolled my ankle. Maybe I went to the gym and my legs hurt. Like, there's so many things beyond the number of floors that you're riding the elevator on that people are not necessarily privy to know that can impact whether or not you can or cannot take the stairs.
Right, but what if you aren't any of those things?
But you don't know that.
It doesn't matter, but we can maybe this away. I'm just saying.
Can laziness just be an option to use the
laziness can 100% be an option.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Laziness could be one of those things. I don't feel like it. I don't like taking the stairs. It could be so many things. But that decision is mine and mine alone, and I don't have to share that with whoever's riding the elevator with me. The elevator is there. It stops on the second floor, so I should be able to take it to the second floor.
Oops, snap.
Damn, Noor.
Yeah.
You're a real one this morning. Holy.
I sort of wish that you were fighting for the other side of this, because I think that argument between you and Maury would be terrifying.
I don't know.
Thank you, Noor.
No problem.
Hey, Christopher, what's going on? It's Ron Zamoka. How are you?
I'm well, gentlemen. I think what Maury should have done was figured out that person that said that the stairs were too far, where they were getting off, if they were getting off at, say, number 9, and then press 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, and say, enjoy your ride to 16.
Wow.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Maury avoids confrontation at all costs possible.
Until he can text you.
He can send you something passive aggressive text.
Like outside the door.
In order for this to work, Maury would have to be chewed out by the guy for taking the elevator to 3 and then politely ask for his phone number. And then wait for the door to close and text him furiously as he's walking down the hall. That's how Maury handles things.
Fantastic.
Right on.
Thank you, Chris.
Have a great day, guys.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Kathy Griffin, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
I'm finally here.
How are you?
And you're spending a lot of time in Canada.
I love it. I have shows in Ottawa, which is sold out. But let me just say, call the box office. You never know. They might release like 8 tickets or something. Then I'm at Massey Hall Friday night, the iconic Massey Hall.
Yeah.
Once again, technically sold out, but I think there's like 50 promoter tickets. They call them promoter holds.
Yeah.
So keep trying. Then I'm going to Kitchener. And by the way, I don't want to hear anybody's nonsense about Torontonians don't ever go to Kitchener. Make the drive. And then in Calgary, I'll be at the Southern Jube. And Vancouver, I'll be at the Orpheum. So 5 cities in Canada, can't wait. And just very glad to be in a place where your prime minister doesn't wake up and tweet and scare the heck out of the entire world.
Right.
So thank you for that. Thank you.
Even the name of the tour, you had to be at one point thinking that a tour may never happen again for you.
Well, say the name. Say the name.
So the name of the tour is Laugh Your Head Off.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Did you contemplate as to whether or not you were going to? Yeah?
For 2 seconds. Because after the infamous Trump ketchupy mask photo, and where many news outlets reported, and this is my favorite, she was holding the severed head of Donald Trump.
Right.
Yeah, I went to the White House, cut his head off, went back to my house, did a photo shoot, and then sewed it back on.
Right, yes.
Although, not that, you know, there was a lot of brain matter there. I'm just saying it was a mask with ketchup, but caused an international sensation.
When did it turn around for you? When did this become a possibility? Because there was a moment where you were publicly saying that everything was gone. Your career was
gone. It's still going on. I'm still on. I'm
but
on.
You're selling out, though, is what I'm saying. You're selling out.
Yes, because I have to. Because this is a grassroots tour. Seriously. All my agents ditched me. I don't have a publicist.
Wow.
I'm going town to town with my story. And it's also actually quite a story. As I like to say, I have a heck of a story to tell. Because it's not all Trump. Don't worry. It's not going to be like a 2-hour lecture about the First Amendment. But it's never happened in the history of the United States that a sitting United States president has used the power of his office, the First Family, and we'll get to those idiots in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Although, did you guys see that the president, I call him the accidental president, Trump, because it's an accident. He's not supposed to be the president. Anyway, that when his wife got home from a week-long stay at the hospital, he said, good to have you home, Melanie. Her name's Melania.
Oh,
he doesn't even know his own wife's name. Right. I don't hold back is the bottom line. So yeah, this picture changed my life. And so then the day after the photo and, you know, TMZ picked it up and they were showing my tour cancellations in real time, which has never happened until I found out that Trump talks to Harvey Levin from TMZ like twice a week. I'm on the Interpol list.
Okay.
I got detained at the airport. I get detained at every single airport. And then they put me under a 2-month federal investigation.
No, they didn't.
So I swear, look it up. So the Department of Justice put me under a federal investigation, hundreds of thousands of dollars of legal bills, because Al-Qaeda is recruiting 57-year-old Irish-American comedians. So when I held up the photo, then the Trump machine decided to say that I had joined Al-Qaeda. And I shouldn't laugh because it's not funny, but it's kind of funny when you think of me.
Yeah.
I don't think I would make it in those training camps more than a day. I would break a hip.
Yeah, and don't take that personally. It's a very difficult routine.
It's the kind of rejection I welcome.
Who in Hollywood abandoned you where it hurt you the most?
a lot of people. Like, seriously, I mean, Anderson Cooper is the most famous one because we used to do New Year's Eve on CNN.
Have you talked to him yet?
He texted me, like, I think about 5 months after the incident.
Yeah.
And it was, like, not the nicest text.
But not an apology or a, hey,
oh, gosh,
I got you.
No.
Did you sort of get why he severed ties with you at first, given his platform and who he is and where he works?
No, because Jake Tapper, who's also on the network, he already slaughtered me. And so, you know, Anderson has enough power where he and this guy, Jeff Zucker, who used to be my boss at NBC, like, they're just not that type of guys. So I'm not really holding up.
Did that one hurt the most, though?
Well, that one hurt because, you know, we all can relate to that feeling of, like, if you're getting dogpiled, you always go, like, okay, this one person won't join the dogpile. So that's the one that was like, really? You're joining the dogpile?
No.
Kathy Griffin, thank you so much. Laugh Your Head Off tour right across the country. KathyGriffin.com for tickets.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us on The Roz and Mocha Show.
You guys are awesome. Right, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Thursday, baby.
Yeah, that's true. It is, huh?
It's for your phone and everything.
Speaking of that, you haven't got me my phone in my hand. I actually need to use my phone.
Hold on.
I gotta text Catherine so she gets this before she wakes or watches as soon as she wakes up.
Oh snap!
Hey baby, happy birthday! The flowers on the counter are from Maury, not me.
Oh no.
Maury shows up to pick me up this morning with flowers for Catherine for her birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, is there a note? He's like, no. And I'm like, well, now I gotta text her. And you know what's gonna happen? I know exactly what's gonna happen.
What?
I know exactly what's gonna happen.
What?
Is that she's gonna come upstairs before checking her phone.
Yeah.
And she's gonna see flowers on the counter. And she's gonna think that somehow I magically hid fresh flowers in the house all night so she didn't see them and then just left them on the counter. And she's gonna think that I'm a great guy. Mm. And then she's gonna get my text being like, they're not from me, they're from Maury.
Mm.
And it's going to ruin my day.
Did you text her prior to just now at all?
No, you just reminded me. Oh. This happened like 25 minutes ago. Maury's showing up with flowers for my girl. So weird. Don't get me wrong. The gesture is fine.
Yeah.
But it's still a bit weird.
Very. Then let me be upfront and honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I sent her a text at 4:54 this morning.
Oh, great. So just, I'm now the third, I'm third in line for happy birthday.
Just so you know, because I don't want you to find out from anyone else. I want you to hear it from me. First.
Man. And you know what else too, is I accidentally woke her up this morning when I was getting dressed and I think she got a little pissed at me.
Oh no. What would you say to her?
No, I don't know. I always hit the deck, right? Like I always try to sneak out at that point when I see her stirring around the bed. Yeah. If I hit, like, bump into the wall or something like that and I see her getting up. Yeah. I go full commando. I hit the deck and I army crawl out of the room.
Like you're training for battle.
Like I'm training for battle. Yeah. And I make her think she's crazy. Oh. Happy birthday. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'll go in. I'll make a little too noise. The closet will slam or whatever. Yeah. And she starts stirring, and I literally crouch down beside the side of the bed. I'm like a Jehovah's Witness on the kitchen floor on Halloween.
But because you're so tall, it must look totally weird.
It's super weird.
Anyway, happy birthday, Catherine.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The 5 second rule. Let me ask you this question.
Of course.
We all know the 5 second rule, right, Maury? Maury's jumping on his way in here right now.
It's the best rule.
What is it? Okay, explain the 5 second rule to me. Because my kid said it to me the other day, and I was like, there's no 5 second
there
rule.
There is. Oh my God. If a piece of food falls on the floor,
right,
you have 5 seconds to pick it up and eat it before germs infect it.
Okay, so here's my thing is that I went back, because I remember they did this on Mythbusters, and I remember Mythbusters ruined a lot of cool stuff for me. So
like everything.
So Mythbusters, this is what they said on Mythbusters. Okay. The amount of time that a piece of food spends on the ground has no basis on the amount of germs it picks up. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero basis.
There is
no such thing as a 5 second rule. What was the one that I really thought growing up? I really did believe that people died in quicksand. And then
you can't get out
in movies. Everything quicksand was everything in movies.
Yeah. You start. It's. sucks you in slowly, and like, then you suffocate.
I remember as a kid, I would be walking somewhere like through a field or whatever, and you would just see like a patch that had no grass, and maybe the guy had just top dressed it a little bit with some earth. And I remember in my head thinking, God, I wonder if that's quicksand, and I would avoid it.
And I wonder if somebody's under there,
right? And I wonder if somebody's under there. So what they did is they tested quicksand, and they said they discovered that quicksand is actually denser than water, and that anyone who died in quote unquote quicksand probably died from exposure to the sun or the elements or dehydration. So people didn't actually die in quicksand.
Oh.
But the one that I also thought for a long time was that there was a brown note.
A what?
You never heard of the brown note?
A brown note?
Okay, so you know how you can sing a certain note and crack glass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right. We've done this before. We've attempted to do this before.
Yeah.
The brown note, I grew up thinking that there was a low frequency that if taken in just the sort of right way with the right sound system in the right environment, the low frequency would instantly make somebody defecate.
Oh, I've heard this.
I have never heard that in my
entire
life.
You've never heard about the brown note? No.
Never.
Are we going to try
that? Hearing a sound that at the certain at a certain level of volume, certain
frequency,
pitch,
frequency, certain low. Every, it was very, very low.
It would make me
low.
Poop my pants.
It would poop. Yeah. So I thought that I legitimately thought that there was a brown note. And then they busted that on Mythbusters. And I'm like, God, you're just chipping away at my childhood. Like, I hated this show.
Before.
You never heard of the brown note?
The
really?
Brown note, yeah.
No, it's like, it's so low, like you can't even hear it, Maury. Maury, don't relax your stomach like that because you actually will poop.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
How was your long weekend?
Ah, it was good. I was outside all weekend.
Yeah, so was I.
Just straight up, just hard labor, just doing work.
Yeah.
In the garage, outside the garage, front lawn, back lawn, garden.
Yeah. I almost cut my toe off with the hedge trimmer.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I thought I did. I went in the house thinking that the end of my toe was gone.
Were you barefoot or were you wearing?
Nah, I was wearing flip flops. I do everything in flip flops. I've done it 1,000 times in flip flops.
I know, but still, all it takes is once.
Well, tell me about it. I know because it happened once. And I was trimming just underneath the stairs on the back deck. And then I sort of turned to kick something out of the way.
Oh no.
And in order to balance myself, I moved my left foot closer to where the cord was coming out of the hedge trimmer.
Yeah.
And it just like it nicked two of my toes. And I just put it down. Thank God Catherine wasn't there.
She would have yelled at you.
Oh jeez.
You'd still be hearing about it now.
No idea. You have no idea. No, the only thing she would say to me is what she says to me about everything, which is she transformed into a mom. And when oftentimes women transform into moms, they start doing mom things that they don't even know they're doing.
Okay.
And it's the things that maybe you even hated your mom for, or were just tired of hearing, not hated your mom for. But Catherine's answer to everything is, you better wash that. Everything.
We talking about the head trimmer or your foot?
No, just because so if she sees something, she's like, you better wash that now. Thinking that it's just going to make it worse if I don't wash it. I had a cut on my thumb. I was digging in the dirt. She's like, you better go wash that. So I hit my toes with the line of the hedge trimmer.
Yeah.
And I thought I took the tip of my toe off. And there was a towel outside already. So I put the hedge trimmer down. I wrapped my foot in a towel. I went in. I ran the bath. I sat on the edge of the bathtub. And then I took the towel off and I immediately just put my foot in water, waiting to see all the blood. And there was blood, but the end of my toe was still there. And then so I sat in the bathtub for a good 10, 15 minutes.
Which piggy was it? The big one?
No, it was the two middle ones.
Oh, really?
It was like my ring toe and my middle toe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, those two.
Are they both the same length?
I don't know.
No, they're all just like a millimeter longer. Yeah. You want me to take my sock off?
No, hold on. Let me take my sock off. Give me a second.
Because you know how some people, like, those two toes are the exact same length?
Yeah, I don't know. No, mine are not. Mine are perfect. In perfect formation.
Your toes are flat.
What are you talking about? My toes are flat, Maury. Where do you see toes are flat?
No, like they're just straight up.
What do you mean they're straight up?
Mine bend under.
Well, that's because you have gargoyle feet, man.
It's true. What were you doing this weekend, damn it, Maury? You know, gargoyle business.
Yeah, it's like sleeping in a closet all those years and hanging upside down from the shirt rod.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I sort of felt that Kendrick Lamar set this woman up that he brought on stage the other night.
What happened?
So we've talked about this so many times, which is if you are a white person and your favorite artist is a black person and they use the N-word in their song, can you sing along with all the lyrics? And of course, the answer is no. You should just never say the N-word. But you had said that you'd been to many concerts where artist on stage is throwing out the N-word in lyric after lyric, and you look around and it's an arena full of people from all different backgrounds, and there's a lot of people who are white and not, you know,
the black. The last concert I went to,
they're all singing along word for word.
It was The Weeknd.
Yes.
And like, even, you know, sometimes when at a concert, an artist will sing a song and then they will just mute themselves and let the crowd sing along.
Right.
Right. And it was like an arena full, ACC full of people saying the words.
Yeah. All of them. And so Kendrick brought up a woman on stage, a white woman, a fan from the audience, and had her sing along to Mad City. And she was on Kendrick's stage with Kendrick singing along to Mad City, and she started using the N-word. So she said,
genuinely sounded apologetic. Wow.
She said, wow, I'm sorry. I'm used to singing it the way you wrote it. And when he stopped her when she was saying it, and then he immediately looked at the crowd and said, should she stay up here? To me, that seemed a little bit like a setup. It really did.
Because they allowed her to stay up there, right?
And then he kicked her off because she just lost it and she couldn't get back in the groove of the song.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. So he did wind up kicking her off the stage. But to me, that just seemed a little bit like a setup.
Like, he had to have known that if he's going to perform the song that way and you bring a fan up, that they are going to be in the moment that the rest of the crowd is in.
Right, because they're a huge fan and they love the words that you wrote.
And that they are going to recite the words the way they hear it on the album.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, and then he had to do it in, you know, on his stage in front of his crowd, and then you could hear the crowd turn on her. They turned on her fast the first time she said it, as they should.
Of course.
As they should, but I just felt that that was a little bit of a setup to then stop her and say, whoa, 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 you got to censor that word.
Like, maybe what he should have done before bringing her up on stage, or as he brought her up on stage before performing the song, say, listen, you know the N-words in this song. My request to you is that feel free to rap along. Cool. Love you as a fan.
Yes.
Just mute yourself.
Right.
For that word.
I
think the situation would have been a lot different had he had said that.
It seemed like he tested her. You know what I mean? Like in a weird way. And I don't know what the sort of solution is to that, because a guy like Kendrick Lamar should be allowed to bring fans on stage. It's
totally
his stage.
Of course.
Sing the songs. He's, you know, a genius. And my God, didn't he win a Pulitzer? Right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Did.
Like,
you
know, so like you're up on stage as a fan, you know, singing along to a Pulitzer winning writer and the words that he wrote. And then you're sort of chastised for, you know, using the N-word, as you should be. Again, I'm not saying that she should be allowed to, but to me, it just seemed a little bit like a setup. I don't know how to feel about it.
Hey, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
When you're on vacation and you check your phone, normally, and Maury always lies about this too, where he's like, I'm unplugging. The phone is going in the nightstand.
Unplug.
I'm unplugging.
Yeah.
I'm unplugging.
You're such a liar, dude.
I leave it in my nightstand.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They say that when you're on vacation that you check your phone 80 times a day.
I believe it.
80 times a day. Because the problem is this, is that when you're on vacation, your phone is also your camera.
Yeah.
So if you see something cool, right?
Yeah.
Hot guy in a bathing suit, and you want to
I mean, like a tree or flower.
Right.
Right.
So statue.
The beach, a statue.
Yeah. I bought a point and shoot so I can leave my phone at home.
You take your phone out to take the picture, but then it's your email's right there and you got like a new text and you want to check your social and everything else. So they say that we check our phone 80 times a day while on vacation.
I believe it. For
80
sure.
times a day. That's 5 times an hour.
Yeah. Wow. I believe it.
You check your phone on vacation.
I think I even do that right now. Probably more than 5 times an hour.
At work, I understand. You got to keep on top of things.
Sure.
But on vacation, though.
Yeah.
Then you're not on vacation.
Yeah. They say 10% of people that they surveyed while on vacation check their phone 300 times a day.
Wow.
10% of people.
Yeah, I
that
believe
means
it.
They're just not happy with where they are.
That's not true.
No.
Maybe they're extremely happy with where they are.
I believe it. There was one night where we were all out for dinner at Jack Astor's.
Yeah.
And you know how they have the brown paper that they roll out onto the table and they give you crayons?
Yeah.
I took a crayon and I marked down every single time. Damn it, Maury picked up his phone and checked it.
That's right.
And within like an hour and a half, you had checked it. It was something like, it was almost 200 times, dude.
Yeah.
Like every couple of seconds, every you kept couple of reaching seconds. For your phone.
And he would just, and not even check it, but the phone was on the table. And Maury would just do that one thing where he doesn't even pick up the phone. He just touches the screen to see if there's any new messages. That counts, by the way.
Yeah.
Of course it counts. That you're counts. Checking it.
You're the one person who is, I think, the most addicted to a phone that I know.
100%.
Well, just FOMO, right? Which is fear of missing out.
Maybe it's because you weren't invited.
Oh, let me check. I'm sure the invite's in here somewhere.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
Ask Roz and Mocha is a podcast exclusive. We gather all the questions that were posted to Instagram at Kiss925, and we get a ton. And we will handpick one specific question, get in touch with that person, and have them join us on the podcast to ask their question. By the way, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, feel free to rate and review iOS and Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
Assy Ganon.
Oh, here we go.
Hey.
What's going on? Did I say your name right?
Almost. It's Assy Ganon.
Oh, Assy Ganon. Now, dude, I see your name pop up every single week. You ask a ton of questions for the podcast. And we've answered a bunch of your questions as well. So it's good to have you join us live on the podcast today.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, brother, what's your question?
Well, I'm assuming you guys have a joint bank account with your spouse. I want to know if you also keep a secret personal account that they don't know about.
Wow.
Okay. So
now, are you asking this just out of general curiosity for the Roz and Mocha Show, or are you asking this because this is something that you're going through right now?
Well, I definitely have a separate account, but it's not secret. My wife knows, and it's kind of convenient because I do the all the finances at home and stuff.
Right.
But I'm curious about you guys, and just if they don't know about it, it's completely different.
Yeah, I would say it depends on your living situation as well. Like if you are in a one income family, then both people presumably would need access to a bank account. But I would stress to anyone that one of the things, the goals for any relationship is to narrow down all the possible opportunities for dissent. And money is what people fight about the most. And so I think that when two people hook up and get married, that they should just open one joint account where all of my paycheck goes into that account, all of your paycheck goes into that account, and then it's a free-for-all? Do I think that should happen? Hell no. Absolutely not. I think that you should keep your bank account.
Uh-huh.
She should keep her bank account, and then you open a joint account. You figure out what all the expenses are for the household, right? And you figure out who's paying what. And if you make a little bit more than your partner, or they make a little bit more than you, so things are offset, it doesn't necessarily have to be 50-50. It can be fair, but everybody has to pay. And then what happens is when it's around bill time, you both throw money into that account.
Mm-hmm.
That account pays the bills. Fair is fair, but I still have my bank account. You still have your bank account.
In our house, I have my own bank account. Jenna has her own bank account.
Yeah.
But we do have a joint account where the paycheck, literally all the money goes into that account.
Oh, so you do it in reverse.
We do it in reverse. And she knows like my entire financial history.
Yeah.
I kept like zero secrets, right? Even when I had credit card debt, like she knew about all of that.
Yeah.
It's all managed now.
Yeah.
And I would like to think we keep our finances in order, as my dad always says.
Mm-hmm.
And if a bill needs to get paid, it gets paid. If we need groceries, we got money for groceries. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs new clothes, we got money for clothes. We need money for diapers, we got money for diapers.
Sure.
Right? All the finances are like our finance. There's no secrets whatsoever.
No, no. And I don't think secret money is not really the best way to go. But I would say that the reason I do it in reverse, where I have my account, she has her account, and then we have a joint that we both dump money into mm-hmm. for things that need to be paid, is if I have a hobby or a want and a need and I've worked hard for my money mm-hmm. and I want to go and spend $4,000 on a lawnmower that maybe I can't afford, but it's a really great lawnmower and I really want that lawnmower.
Of course, man's got to have a lawnmower.
Right. She doesn't need to know how much I spent on a lawnmower. Right. Not that she would care or not that she has a right to say, don't buy that.
Sure.
But sometimes sometimes you buy things that are a little expensive and maybe you don't feel that proud about it, you know, and I just don't want to have a conversation about it. I just want a $4,000 lawnmower. What's the big deal? Maury, talk about the disaster of a situation that you're in.
Okay, so we have a joint account that is specifically for mortgage and maintenance fees.
Yes.
I have my own three accounts.
Three?
You have three bank accounts?
So I have my own one where my paycheck goes into.
Yeah.
Then I have another one that savings, where a little bit of money from that goes into that. That's my like emergency, oh no, I'm in the red, so I need money from here.
Okay.
And then I also have my Visa. So sometimes I take money from here, put it to here, put it to here.
Oh, you're juggling, huh?
No.
So like, close to payday, if we're in the red, then I'll go into the savings if I need to buy a coffee or something.
Oh, man.
And so how much of your finances does Matthew not know about your husband, Matthew?
100%.
100%. He has no
Really?
And explain, and we've been through this before.
Because I'm still paying him off too, right? From previous
That's right. You owe
trips.
Him a lot of money.
I owe him money.
And explain now your system, in case people are unfamiliar with it, your system of paying bills.
It's the hierarchy of bills.
Thank you.
So when bills come in, they go to the bottom and then they'll make their way to the top.
Right.
So if there's parking bills that are at the bottom, that's not my problem. You're not at the top yet. I'm going to pay those ones first.
So you pay from the top down.
Exactly.
Right.
So. And if somebody phones, then I explain to them going, you're not at the top yet.
Oh my God. Does that answer your question, Assie?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know what? My situation is 100% like Roz at home. And, you know, the lawnmower thing, I get it, man. I have the same toys. I take care of the lawn, so I know how that goes.
Okay, here, I'll give you a great example. So sure. I bought a truck, and I have not been a licensed driver since I'm like 32. I got my license, right? And so I bought a truck, and there's a part of me where I'm acting like a real 16-year-old who just got his first car.
Yeah.
Right? I put new sound system in it. I put a loud muffler on it. I got new tires. I got it all tinted out, all that stuff. So all that sort of nonsense, right, which is a complete luxury.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Catherine knew that I was doing this. She knew that I was going to, you know, just like trick out my truck, but she doesn't need to know what I paid for 33-inch tires.
Wow. A lot.
You know what I mean?
I can just tell you right now.
Right?
That's a lot.
You know?
She can guess, though.
But it's not, but she's not going to care. It's my money.
She doesn't
I work
sit you
hard.
Down and say, we need to talk about those tires?
Are you kidding me?
I have a feeling can we sit down? We need to talk about those sentences come out of Matthew's mouth almost on a daily basis.
For me, it would be like, why don't you buy one tire now and then, you know, another tire in a couple of months?
No, that's how you start a conversation with somebody when you're terminal, not when you bought new tires.
Hey, Assie, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast, man.
Yeah, guys. Love you guys.
Right on.
Aw, dude, you're the best. Take care.
I also bought $65 dashboard cleaner.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did.
gotta keep that dashboard looking
Thank
nice,
you
though,
very
right?
much, yeah.
Christy asked, are you a text me or call me person?
Interesting.
Are you a text me or call me person?
Yeah, I used to be a real call me person because I felt that people, it was less likely for somebody to lie to you if you actually called them.
Yeah.
But now I'm a text person. It's just so much easier.
Yeah, I agree. It depends on who it is, though. Like,
yeah.
If you said to me, hey, can we talk?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, yeah, for sure. Give me a call.
Sure. Oh, yes.
If David Morey, like David Morey, I would just like want all text conversations regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like David Morey has hit me up a bunch of times being like, hey, you free to talk? I'd be like, no, just text me.
Yeah.
I'm a call person just because I like to
no,
hear.
No. The problem with
but
with
I like
you
to hear
calling,
tone.
No, I know. But you call and call and call and call and call.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like
then
I can step away
phone.
From my phone. I can step away from my phone and for 5 minutes straight every single minute,
yeah.
I'll have like 10 missed calls from David Morey.
I will say this more. I will say that, and I know that you don't don't take this as bad as it's going to sound, okay? But you're not good at the phone. You're not good at communicating.
I'm amazing
no,
at the phone.
No, I know you think that you're amazing at it.
I get,
no,
but if I'm negotiating, not, I'm very good at negotiating.
No, you're not good at it, and I'll tell you why. Because you will call, right? And if I don't answer, you, one, don't leave a message.
Yeah, I hate that.
And two, don't follow it up with a text and say, hey, tried to give you a call, was just looking for an answer on this, this, this. What you do is you wait 5 minutes and then you call back.
Okay, but if I get somebody on the phone, I'm very good at speaking.
And then you
call
back. No, no, but what I'm saying is you're bad at communicating on the phone. I will look at my phone and I'll have 6 missed calls from you, but no text, no email, and no voicemail. That's bad. It's a bad way to use the phone.
Okay, so next question.
Yes.
Oh, this is perfect. Melissa asks, what kind of driver are you? If you had to use a movie or song title to describe your driving personality, what would it be?
New.
I'm going to say for me, the movie Speed.
For you, the movie Psycho.
Yeah, yeah. What's this? Yeah. More, you're not a good driver either.
No, I don't terrible. Want
to rip on I've you never been in an accident except underground parking lots.
Right. I remember more. There's a video we have where I was in the car with Maury, and I think U2 came on the radio, and I was filming Maury because he doesn't know the words to anything, and it was hysterical for me that he was singing "Streets Have No Name" by U2. And I have like 90 seconds, like a good almost 2 minutes, I would say, of Maury singing this song on video where I'm filming him in the car. And not one time, and you can see it in the video, not one time with 2 minutes of driving in heavy downtown traffic did Maury look in one of his mirrors. And he changed lanes.
Oh, no!
And he turned corners. And not one time does he look in a mirror. Because you can tell the eyes, right? You can tell the eyes.
No.
And not one time does he look in a mirror. Yeah,
and
it's terrifying.
No accident.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
What about you, Mocha? What kind of driver are you? I don't even know if I've ever driven with you anywhere.
Oh, Boys in the Hood.
Oh, okay.
That's me. Right there. Boys in the Hood.
Where are we here? Let me find one before we got to go. Oh, where's the one about calling in sick?
Oh, from Lil John's 30. Have you ever called in sick to work when you weren't actually sick, but karma bit you in the butt and you were caught somehow?
Oh, yeah.
Jim Maury?
No, I actually take very few sick days. And anytime I have called in sick, I think one time in 7 years on this show, I was actually dying.
Yeah, well, you weren't dying.
You weren't dying. You were just sick.
You were sick.
No, but I was like on the couch and, oh my God, and it was the time Matthew's ex was staying over and he had to take my temperature.
Matthew's ex had to take your temperature?
Matthew's ex stayed over?
Yeah, I'll never forget that. He was in town and he was over and had
to. How is that not one of the household rules that you have?
Yeah.
You can't wear socks to bed, but his ex can sleep over?
Yeah, he was over and he took my temperature.
What? Holy cow. How about you, Ross?
Geez, you know, I think when I had terrible jobs, I've called in sick for sure. Like when you were younger and I was a telemarketer or whatever, you know, of course you do. You know, you get one of those nights in August and you're making $9 an hour and you're like, no.
Didn't you once say that you have a letter written ready to go on your phone for when you're sick or something that in case you are that you'll send it?
Dude.
No, you talked about this on the show once.
I was going to say, why are you airing the man's business out
no,
like
you
that?
No, he talked about it. He always has a letter ready to go.
I don't know about that.
God, you are the king of snitches.
You're such a snitch, dude. Like, what's the matter with you?
You are the snitch king.
Like, you don't air that.
I will tell
you. I remember you saying it.
There was one time when I was working at the Bay, and it was wintertime, and a bunch of us went down to Nathan Phillips Square, went skating, and I was supposed to work the next day, and we went out late, like 1 a.m., and we went skating, and I was supposed to wake up early the next morning, like 7 or 8, to go in.
Right.
And I got home, I think maybe like 5.
Yeah.
And I called in to the Bay, and I said I was sick. I can't come into work. And they were like, okay, cool. So then my dad, Vern, walks into my bedroom to wake me up. And he's like, hey, don't you have to go to work? And I was like, no, they actually called me this morning and said they didn't need me.
Oh, no.
And my dad was like, okay. And then he walked out of the room and like... an hour later, he comes back in and wakes me up.
Yeah.
And he's like, so the Bay never called you to tell you not to go into work.
Oh, no.
I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, I just called them asking to speak to you.
No.
Yeah.
No. And they said that you were homesick?
Yes.
No.
Oh, it's the worst.
No. Yeah.
Not only did you lie to work, but you lied to your dad.
Oh, dude. I felt so
Why couldn't you just tell your dad? I needed a day. I just needed a day.
Because I didn't really just need a day.
Did he just not believe you at all?
Yeah, he didn't. He knew.
That hurts.
He knew. No. He probably heard me come home at like 5 o'clock in the morning, right?
Not cool. Not cool.
I feel so bad for you.
Anyway.
There you go.
All right. Ask Roz and Mocha every week. We're going to post that on Instagram at Kiss925. So feel free to ask any question that you want. And we may get you to ask your question to us on the phone. And don't forget, as you're going through the various episodes of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, iOS and Google Play, please leave a rating, a review. Let us know what you think of the podcast, okay?
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.